With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. We broke another record high yesterday, 22 degrees. The previous record, set 41 years ago, was just over 19. And Jeff Coulson at Environment Canada says the warmer temperatures could continue.
Winter's not quite over yet, even though it looks like the overarching pattern right now for March is going to be milder than normal condition.
Not only did we break the record yesterday, last month was the second warmest February on record in Windsor.
The record for warmest February remains at 2017 with an average temperature of 3.3 degrees Celsius. And this past February 2024 comes in with an average temperature of 2.9.
London and Sarnia had their warmest February ever. Team Canada is touring the Gordie Howe International Bridge later today. Ministers for International Trade and Innovation will join Canada's ambassador to the U.S. They'll be on the Detroit side of the bridge this afternoon, and the bridge should open to traffic in the fall of next year. Windsor police are looking for a suspect after a robbery last Wednesday at Tecumseh Mall. A man walked into a business, demanded money, got some, and left. Nobody was hurt. We have his photos and a description at WindsorNewsToday.ca, and if he looks familiar, police want to hear from you. Police also released a description of a suspect wanted for identity theft. They say he filled out an online credit card application with a false identification last November, and then in December went to a bank and maxed out the card. Lakeshore wants to know what residents think of its new budget app. The draft and final budget was accessible on that. A new online survey asked residents to share their experience with it. Lakeshore finalized its budget last week with a 2.97% increase. Do you have or did you have an older iPhone? BC Supreme Court has approved a nationwide settlement of a class action lawsuit against Apple. It's over software updates that users claim slowed down older iPhones. Those who signed on as class members will get between $17.50 and $150 each. The Canadian Press says Apple didn't have to admit to any wrongdoing. Canada's health minister admits he's deeply concerned about the spread of measles, and he blames vaccine hesitancy. Global News says there's 6 confirmed cases in the country now, but cases have been climbing around the world. Mark Collins says health information must be depoliticized. Luca Magnotta, the man who murdered a Chinese national and then mailed parts of his body to political parties and schools, is now in medium security. He was convicted of first-degree murder in 2014. And the Canadian Press says he was transferred in 2022. And today is Super Tuesday in the U.S. Voters in 16 states and one territory will vote on who they want to appear on the ballot for the 2024 presidential election. The Leafs lost to the Bruins 4-1, and in spring training, the Jays beat the Phillies 5-2, while the Tigers won 2-1 against the Red Sox. Clouds moving in, showers today. We might get a thunderstorm this afternoon and up to 19. Drizzle overnight and windy with a low of 4, and clearing up tomorrow afternoon, we'll get up to 10. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.